Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, my people? It's your girl, Kendra Justine, checking in with you on this lovely Wednesday afternoon, 11 p.m. on the dot right now. Okay, I appreciate everybody for tuning into this call. You're smart to be here because this is very important. This is called The Blueprint, okay? 30 More Days to Success, The Blueprint. Now, you know, just to throw this out there also, make sure you follow the whole, if you want to follow everything in one swoop, you can go to KendraJustine.com. You'll see a big red banner on the top of the site and the bottom. You can put your email address in there, and then you'll subscribe. You'll get access to all the latest videos on our YouTube channel, you know, the radio shows, any type of information that we have out there as far as manuals, self-help tools, because we have a lot of information coming. You know, we're not just going to throw this information at you and just leave nothing. So it's a lot of information, a lot of tools that are going to be able to help you on this 30 Days of Success Challenge and to be able to keep you focused. And I'm going to be basically sharing the tools that I've used throughout this course with you all as well. So I'll have links to that type of stuff on the blog site. Again, you can just subscribe on the site by going there, putting your email in the banner, and you're good. Also, I have KendraJustine.com/thinkrich coming. It's already up, but that's going to be the blog site, okay? So I'm going to be going into a little bit more detail and, you know, having more information about these 30 Days of Success Challenge so that you could just go there and also see something visual as a quick resource. But, again, thank everybody so much who tuned in tonight, okay? This is called The Blueprint. You know, today I was just thinking right before I did the show, maybe I should introduce myself a little bit more. I don't think I've done a great job of introducing, you know, what I bring to the table, you know, the side of life that I come from. So, since I've been on this challenge, this 30 Days to Success Challenge, it has turned into more than 30 days that I actually was on before the 30 days started. But let's be technical, since I started this 30 Days to Success Challenge, I'm starting to see success in ways that I've never seen it before. And what I understand now, what I truly understand, is that success is all about the journey, okay? You can be successful every day. You know, every day is a new day. And that's how I kind of take life. You know, I'm like, I'm going to be successful today. You know, and to me, being successful is coming through your day, not giving anybody your energy, not wasting any thought space, any mind material on things that don't serve you. Even people, you know, I come across, because, you know, when you're dealing with people in your life, especially since you that they're pre-manifested thoughts that you have already manifested, so that's what's showing up in your life now. And people love to bring up the past. People love to bring up people from your past. And what I've realized is that there are certain conversations I just don't even partake in, because if it's not looking forward, like if we're not going forward and if we're not in the moment right now, then I really, you know, there's nothing to talk about. You know, you look back And you slow down. And what happened in the Bible, in Sodom and Gomorrah, for my people who like the Bible? What happened when they look back running? What was it? The woman, I think she turned into stone, right? For just looking back. So, you know, we're on this 30 Days of Success Challenge, y'all. Stay focused, okay? That's all I'm asking you to do, is just stay focused on positive thoughts. Stay focused. Whatever is going on in any moment in time, even, I'm going to cut to the chase, but I do want to throw this out there now. If you ever in a situation to where you're like, you know, this can turn into an argument. I don't like where this is going. This person is making me feel this way. They're misunderstanding me. Look, this 30 Days of Success Challenge is about being unapologetically successful, okay? We don't have time to argue. We don't have time to defend ourselves, because we focus. We know what we got going on, y'all. And this blueprint is going to really fill in the gap. You know, it's going to fill in the bridge. I'm like, the blueprint is totally inspired by Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Right now I have the original unabridged edition in my hand, okay? This came out in 1938. All right, Napoleon Hill Foundation. This is a great book. This book literally changed my life. I had the PDF version. I didn't really get to read through it, but I got this hard copy, y'all. And when I tell you, this is like, you know, the Bible. And let me explain. All right, when I was on that path, I came into the Bible. So it did give me life. It gave me a new perspective. It gave me a whole new understanding on things. And that was the first time, you know, reading the Bible truly for myself and getting things that I felt the Spirit helped me to understand and this and that. That changed the paradigm in my mind. That's what this Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill book has done. All right. Like, when I tell you, I'm reading the book and I'm like, man, some of these things I knew my whole life. As a kid, like, I knew these things, but I just didn't have anybody around me explaining principles of success. What does it mean to be successful? Yeah, my dad taught me, okay, save your money, but what about that? What about when you have to use your savings? Then what do? Save all over again, you know? So it's like, I was never, you know, I wasn't raised in a certain way, but everything, contrast has its benefits because everything is always perfect. Every circumstance that we go through, it just shapes us into the direction that we need to go. You see, you wouldn't know what you want if you didn't know what you didn't want. You know, what kind of a life would it be if we just came here and everything was just perfect? That's really like death, right? So we came here to experience life, y'all, and that's what this 30-Day Success Challenge is about. I have about 8 minutes, so I do want to hop into it, and I do also want to, again, thank everybody that's on the line. I'm so glad that you are with me this afternoon because this blueprint is crucial, all right? I've read this book. I plan on reading this book. I'm probably going to read this book, like, I'm not going to lie, probably like every day for a couple of weeks because it's just that good. It's so much heavy material in here. This is Think and Grow Rich, y'all, by Napoleon Hill, the original unabridged edition, because it's different than the latest edition that they came out with. This has more information. This really ties in the ether, all right, which is the element that we don't talk about, all right? So let me get into the first point, all right? We have 7 minutes. This is the blueprint, y'all. All right, there are 6 things that he says to do, so I'm going to go through each of them. And this is going to change everything, all right? It says, 1, fix in your mind the exact amount of money you desire. It is not sufficient merely to say, I want plenty of money. Be definite as to the amount. And then in parentheses it says, there is a psychological reason for definiteness, which will be described in the subsequent chapter. All right, and I'm not going to get into the details about the book, all right, because this book is precious. I recommend that you buy it. Don't even just do the free PDF online. Like, go buy this book, all right? This is going to be the best dollars you ever spent, all right? Put the exact amount that you desire. And when you think about this, you know, you can work according to your faith, even though faith can be built, right? It can be amped up. You can build it like you build your muscles. You can exercise anything and increase it. But fix the exact amount. So let's say you're like, man, I want millions. How many millions do you want? Let's say you're like, you know, I don't even want to do that. I just want to plan for this month, or by next month I want to have $10,000 extra dollars or $5,000 extra dollars, whatever. When I did my plan, y'all, I'm not even going to speak on my plan because that's personal. I'm just going to fulfill it. But fix the exact amount. I made mine down to the cents, okay? I mean, I have different digits up in every, after every comma, because that makes it real. I'm like, okay, I could see that being in my bank. Yeah, that's how it looks. So I did it down to the penny, all right? That's 1. 2, determine exactly what you intend to give in return for the money that you desire. There is no such reality is something for nothing. And that's true, you know. Everything takes something, every single thing. You have to put energy in, you see, energy in motion. So, you know, when you think about what you intend to give, it could be, for example, just to give you an example, like, okay, I'm going to give my services. in exchange for the money. And that's really the most common way that people make great sums of money is by offering personal services. But that's on another day that we'll talk about that. So, one, we have the exact amount of money. And then, two, we determine what we're going to exchange for that money. Third, establish a definite date when you intend to possess the money that you desire. A definite date, y'all. This isn't, oh, in May 2017. This is, like, definite. Like, what date? Like, what's your birthday? Like, a date like that. Pick a date that you want to have this exact amount of money. And, you know, there are other things that I'm not really talking about. I'm pretty sure that everybody who's tuned in, you're still tuned in, so you're resonating. This stuff is resonating with you because you understand that there's more to financial success than just what you've been trying to do your whole life. Because of what you was trying to do your whole life has been working, then you wouldn't be trying to pursue any financial goals. You would know how to accomplish those goals, you see. So, fourth, create a definite plan for carrying out your desire and begin at once, whether you are ready or not, to put this plan into action. So this is saying, step four, create a plan. Write it down. Start writing. When I started doing my plan, I was like, let me start. I started my plan yesterday. I did it. And I was like, man, I don't even know what my plan would be. But I was like, look, I'm just going to start writing. And it came out. It came out. I didn't fight it. I was like, okay, this is the plan. Cool. It can always be revisit. You can always revisit plans. Anytime that you're doing something in life, you're always going to have to make adjustments until you hit it. Boom. Then you got the gold mine, you see. So create a plan and carry it out at once, y'all. As soon as you got it down on paper, commit to it. Do what you got to do, even if it's just making small steps towards what you said you was going to do. Start something. Do something every day towards your goals. All right. Fifth, write a clear, concise statement of the amount of money you intend to acquire. Name the time limit for its acquisition. State what you intend to give for return of the money. And describe clearly the plan through which you intend to accumulate it. So that fifth is just telling you step one through four all over again. Write it all out. All right. Sixth, read your written statement aloud twice daily. Once just before retiring at night, and once after arising in the morning. This is key, and this is in all caps. As you read, see and feel and believe yourself already in possession of the money. Okay? So, this is what I would do. All right, everybody got the steps. I have about 2 minutes left, so I'm trying to close it out and just get all this information. And again, I appreciate everybody for tuning in. Go to the site, KendraJustine.com, to keep up with everything, y'all. All right. After you do all that type of stuff, it says read, see, feel, and believe you're already in possession of the money. That's critical because I'm going to tell you this now. In all the manifesting that I've been doing since I've been on this challenge, the only things that I actually manifested were the things that I just knew, even if it didn't make any sense. Like, okay, I'm completely don't have it today, but watch tomorrow, it all falls in line. And it happened because that belief. So visualization might be hard for you, especially if you're like, I want $22 million and you don't even have $300 in your account. So let's not start there. Start looking up things that you would buy if you had that money. If you had $1 million, what would you do? Just think about that tonight. That's all I'm going to throw out there, all right? I have like 50 seconds left. If you had $1 million, what would you do with that $1 million, y'all? I mean, pull it out. Like, okay, tomorrow I'm getting $1 million. Boom, boom, boom. This is how I'm going to spend my first meal. Get those juices flowing, all right? Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. This is the Bible, all right, for anybody who wants true financial success. You have to first desire real financial success. You're not going to hop up on luck, okay? Even if you was to win, let's say somebody happened to win a lotto. They're probably not going to have that money a year or two from now because money doesn't fix money problems, y'all. 13 seconds left. I'm going to do an episode where I take calls. I appreciate everybody who tuned in. Y'all keep up with the show. This is real, all right? We on this challenge together. Love y'all. Peace.